Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. As we mentioned, that to be an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main ingredient is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those that have iman, they have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a barrier between them and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true love is there in the heart of Allah. For us to give ourselves a chance to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, as that explains that there's no vacuum in a person's life. Something will fill those gaps in his life. Doesn't spare his heart to fall in love with Allah, other things will come into the heart. The wife, the children, car, home, business, hobbies. People have hobbies nowadays also. Let us say people love, they have hobbies. Because they haven't tasted the love of Allah. When a person will taste the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything else will just go out of, the glitter and glamour will leave the eyes. Today we heard in the Tarawih Salah also, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. That the person, Allah ta'ala opens his heart, صَدْرَهُ opens his chest to Islam, then this becomes a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. And Allah opens his chest, then there's a nur that comes into his heart. So that nur now he can discern. He can discern nur from zulmat and darkness. Hidayat from dalalat and astrayness. It's upon the nur from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Mufassirin also write that what is this nur? Allah ta'ala puts in the heart of a believer. Do I have this nur from Allah? So when the nur of this iman will come in the heart, then he'll make i'raz and daril ghurur. Then his heart will be turned away from the deceptive life of this world. Doesn't attract his heart anymore. The hobbies and the fast cars and the food and everything else. It just become, the glitter will just go out of his eyes. There's no more enjoyment in that. You won't find anything in it now. Doesn't mean anything to him. Because now he's upon nur from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The nur has entered the heart. But now, that influence is no more there now. To go eat over here and try this and try that. Hazrat says to one of Hazrat Muta'allikin, mentioned to him, Hazrat, when you were young boys, then our parents old that time, they used to eat dry roti and dal. And they say, bohawat. Very enjoyed. They say, we don't taste anything in this. Give us some burgers and pizzas. He said, now we've gone old, we hardly got teeth, we can't bite into the burger. He said, now the roti is hawat now with that dal. He said, that burger is no more maja now. That was all a youth now, it was all a bluff it was. Really, there was no taste in it. But it was just now a phase in our life. We were now baligh still. When we become baligh, then it's enjoyable. Then the real things become enjoyable. So a person now, when Allah Ta'ala puts that nur of iman in the heart, the nur of Allah's muhabbat comes into his heart, then he makes i'raz, turns away from daril, ghurur, this is all deception. I've tried everything, been through it, there's no more attraction over there anymore. It's not attracting my eyes, there's no more enjoyment, I've done it now, do it again, and nothing more to it. وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. Now, he's getting closer. Now he's turned towards the hereafter. He's enjoying amal of hereafter, sending things ahead. Salah is enjoying, Quran tilawat is enjoying, dhikr of Allah is enjoying, speaking about Allah is enjoying, to speak about Allah. Now he's enjoying it. That I get a chance now speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I get a chance with, I want to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you call da'wat? To give the da'wat of Allah. He enjoys speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ وَالْتَهَيُّ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِ. Now he's making tayari, he's preparing for maut before maut. He's preparing for maut before it can come upon him. Every day now is like a last day of his life. What decisions to make for the family, for the children. Now that now also he's preparing for the children for the next 10 years. Put them now into some fancy school or some cause now. For the next 10 years now you must run this way. But he's preparing for his maut tomorrow. That tomorrow if I go, then my children are on deen. My wife is on deen. So he's making tayari. So this is nur of iman. To get this nur of iman, of muhabbat of Allah, of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala has kept places to find it. And we know we won't find it now in the marketplace. If you want something, you say, you want kapra, go to the kapra wala. Go to the kapra merchant. to the fabric merchant, you find clothes over there. Agar mithai chahte, to mithai walo ke paas chale jao. If you want mithai, you want sweetmeats, go to the mithai wala. But if you want Allah, then you go to the Allah wala. You find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. How Fazlur Rahman Sahib says, that if you go ala sabil al-dukan, the road of the shop, then you reach the shop. You want the sabil al-masjid, you walk the path to the masjid, then you'll reach the masjid. And if you go fi sabilillah, then you'll meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Zakim Sahib rahmatullah explains also, that when he comes to becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zaid Abdul Ghani, Kulpuri Rahmat, to explain, he say, ki muttaqi banna, eh Hakim Akhtar, muttaqi banna bahut mushkil hai. Oh Hakim Akhtar, to become pious is very difficult. Muttaqi banna, to refrain from gunas and sins, bahut mushkil hai. It's very, very, very difficult. And we know in this zamana and period of time also, everything is against us. Sometimes the family, the children are not listening also. But I want to reach somewhere. And the entire environment is against. So muttaqi banna bahut mushkil hai. It's very difficult. But he says, find some Allah wala and hold his hand and to become pious, to become enjoyable. Won't become easy, but it become more easy, become enjoyable. Now to give up the gunas and the sins. And to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become a whole journey of enjoyment. So here Hazrat Hakim Sahib explains also, they take the case of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. We have the Masnavi of Allama Rumi rahmatullah, great lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He was an amalgamation of achievement in the sciences of logic, philosophy, and religious transmission. He was a great alim of note, renowned. He was a great alim, the grandson of a king. Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, the grandson of a king. Highly acclaimed ulama were his students who walked in two behind him on taking bayat in the hands of Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahmatullah alayhi, the same grandson of the king. He had so many students, well-renowned, highly qualified, but he took bayat upon the hands of Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahmatullah alayhi. He carried his sheikh's bedding on his head, following him through every hill and valley, running behind him. What has happened to you now? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, how many years he was teaching? And all hadith and tafsir and everything else. End of the day, he realized that inside I'm empty. There's nothing in there. Our Hazrat explains also, Abu Hamid Sahib explains that you can be teaching the biggest of kitabs. Qal Allah, Qal Rasul, Mufassirin, Fuqaha say this and they say that. But if you haven't taken our time in the day to take the name of Allah with love, then you missed the boat. You're just teaching only. You only taught the sciences. What is the reality? The love of Allah. That's the spark behind it. And you'll find yourself after teaching all of this, teaching his class also the whole day, he listened to so many paras, but he didn't read his para. His Quran got left behind. He says the main thing in Allah is that I'm connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, how many years of teaching, finally he found what? Myself, I'm empty inside. Finally he went to Egypt, Misr, and he found on Khanqa there, and quietly he took admission into the Khanqa and got lost over there. Got lost over there, and finally somebody found him after years making dhikr of Allah, that he went to take a walk one day outside. There was some masla that the fuqaha were discussing and they couldn't come to some conclusion. So as they were discussing this, now he was walking down the gully, in the alley, and he heard the masala and they saw him like he knew something. So they asked him the masala and he gave it like that. He knew in the back of the hand. Whereas for long they discussed, couldn't come to conclusion. He just gave the answer. Who are you? Then he realized, oh, I got caught out now. I came to hide away from the makhluk, to find Allah, and finally came to know that Imam Ghazali is here in the khanqah sitting and making zikr. Then the cat got out of the bag. They say, by then Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. Then he wrote his renowned kitab, Ihya Ulumuddin. Ihya'u Ulumuddin. He wrote the kitab after he got the nisbat and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the inner sciences of the heart opened up to him. Then his knowledge became international, globally after that. Till today we still speak about it. After now he left the Darul Uloom in the madrasa and he sat in the khanqah. Under, quietly sitting there under the gaze and the nazar of his sheikh, Allah Ta'ala opened up his heart after. So too with Alama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, great alim, so many students. But then too there was something missing. There was something missing in there. When he took bayat in the hands of Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahmatullah alayhi, and he carried the bedding of his sheikh on his head, followed him everywhere. Then he says in his poetry form in Farsi, I was a great sheikh in my own right. He says, I was a great sheikh in my own right. But in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I carry the bedding of Shamsuddin Tabrizi. The love of Allah, I'm carrying it on my head and follow him from alley to alley. What I got from him now is something else. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib says also that the men of Allah are not made from kitabs and bayans. Men make men. Men create men. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ Quran says, Quran makes tafsir of Quran. Allah shows a straight path. The path of those men. Allah didn't give it ambiguous. That what is the straight path? Open some kitab and you'll find the straight path. No. Once also, when Alim came to Mawlana Abdul Hassan Ali Nadi Rahmatul Ali, and Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani Rahmatul Ali were sitting together. And he came to them, Hazrat, I need some sponsor. I've taken the Talmud, all his teachings, and I've compiled it in 3 books. People who read these 3 books is enough for the Hidayat. So he said, we would you. So he compiled all those kitabs, 3 kitabs of all the works of Hazrat Talmud Rahmatul Ali, and put it to print. After some time, he met these 2 mashayikh again, Mawlana Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, who wrote the kitab, The Life and Mission of Mawlana Ilyas Sabr Rahmatul Ali, and Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani. So they asked him, how is the sales going? People are buying. Say, nobody is reading kitabs. Nobody is buying, nobody is reading. Sab Muhammad Yusuf ki peeche lage huwe hai. All are running behind Muhammad Yusuf, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatul Ali, the second Amir of Tablighi. All running behind him. All listening to his bayan only. Nobody is reading the kitabs. I can't understand why. Then one of the mashayikh say, ke wajah ye hai. The reason is this, that Yusuf ka haal ul qaal barabar hai. Yusuf's outer condition, what he's saying, his qal, what is inside, about the same. What he's telling you is what is inside him. It's having effect on the people's heart. It's hitting them. So they're following him everywhere. Because his inner self and his internal and external, mashallah, is now is both the same. He's got the nisbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he's hitting the people's hearts. So here also, Al-Marumi rahmatullah alayhi says, after this now connection with his sheikh, then he wrote the Mathnavi. And that became world-renowned thereafter. So he said, I was a great sheikh in my own right, but in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I carry the bedding of Shamsuddin Tabrizi on my head and follow him from alley to alley. The reward of the service was, what reward he got for doing this? He's not doing this now because of the sheikh. He's doing this in the love of Allah. That I found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here. As Hakim Sahib would say also, the people say, what's this now? Hero worship. My Hazrat, my Shaykh. Speak about Sahaba. My Shaykh taught me about the Sahaba. He taught me about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ilyas have taught us about the effort of deen. So is it that we divorce Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Where I got that love, that muhabbat, then I'm obliged to. I want to speak about where I got the love and muhabbat. They say, this is now hero worship. They're now running behind. Chuheki tara, like little rats now. Like mice. Behind the certain sheikh or alim. But then now when that youngster will open the door for the wife, and then he'll close it for her also, they won't say, what's this? Heroine worship. Who is this now? Opening and closing the door, and so, mashallah, nice, sweet and kindly speaking to her, and he's serving her. He just has to make a gesture. I want some water. Labbaik wa sa'adik. He's gone running for her. Hazrat says that now, you know, it's temporary. He opens and closes the door. The time will come now when he hoot for her, make sharp, waiting for you. How long are you going to take? So in the beginning it's like that. There's temporary love now. Majazi. Ishq-e majazi. Real love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true muhabbat is it goes through the heart. So this is what he speaks about. He says, the reward of this carrying the bedding of my sheikh and following him every year from alley to alley. Here Hazrat says also, Hazrat says that when a person has true talab and desire, that I want my Allah, Ya Allah, I want you, where am I going to find Allah? Allah has a system where you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has a system, like Ibrahim bin Adham, we read yesterday. You won't find on your bed at home. Allah isn't going to come there to you. Sahaba Ikram didn't find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there. He said, Reeh al-Jannah. I can smell Jannah from Mount Uhud. Out in the path of Allah, he found it. Where and where they found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this gully, in that alley, in that gorge. Reading Tahajjud Namaz, Sada Suratul Kahf. And the enemy strikes him with an arrow in his leg, in his body. 1, 2, 3 arrows, still in Salah. Didn't stop his Salah. Then finally he finishes his Namaz, tells his companion Sahabi, I think I'm wounded. He sees the arrows in him, you're bleeding. He said, I couldn't stop my namaz. I started Surah Al-Kahf, the enjoyment I was getting, I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it. So where they found the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Mullah Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah, Sahaba Ikram, striving in the path of Allah, on the Qurbani, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one step now they're pulling ayat down from the skies. Allah Ta'ala says, بِبَدْرٍ وَلَقَدْ نَصْرَكُمُ اللَّهِ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ In Badr, we helped you. فِي مَوَاطِنَا كَثِيرًا Different places you were there. Allah Ta'ala's mother and help came. But they're moving in the path of Allah, and they found the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibn Dawla Sahib says, Sahaba Ikram's slogan was, that إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا الْخَيْرِ فَلُكُرْهِ وَشِدَّةِ We found the best of the best in difficulty in the path of Allah, where the toilet was bombed out. Even then, I can't put toilet duck also. No toilet there to put toilet duck. How? Jamaat goes now, first by go check the toilet is alright. Say, but there's no toilet here. They say, we found enjoyment in that. Why? In the love of Allah. Ya Allah, we're doing it for you. No bathroom. One Jamaat went in Joburg. Jamaat went from an affluent area. Amir Sahib took them after 1.5 days or 1 day. Amir Sahib, we're going back home. Why? He says, there's no high pan toilet. Only low pan toilet. Only low pan toilet. We need to go home to go toilet. Life has become toilet now. Toilet life. And food. We can't eat and we can't go toilet, so we can't go in the path of Allah. Sahaba Ikram say, we found the most enjoyment where there was nothing there. Fil kurhi wa shidda. Things were adverse. When the hearts were broken. He said, now we found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our needs and desires were not fulfilled, now we're here only for the love of Allah. That is where we found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In broken hearts. Maksurul qalb. And the heart was broken. That is where we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays in our pleasures we don't find enjoyment also. But that says too, we eat the best of foods and we overate and now we got indigestion. Bring the Enos, bring the Reni, bring the Gavascon. It is more complication upon complication. The love of Allah, Allah says, leave everything for me and see what you will enjoy. What you will enjoy. As Hakim Sahib would explain, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they enjoy is sitting on torn sacks, or torn pieces of sacks, is torn. That is now the kursi. Sitting on torn pieces of sack, rough, marks leaving on their body. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Umar bin Khattab goes into the room, Nabi of Allah sits up, and he sees the imprint of the chatai and the straw mat on his back. But Nabi of Allah, the kings of Rome and Persia are enjoying. You are the king, the master, and you're sleeping like this. Mali wali dunya. What is the connection between me and dunya? There's no connection. We have now al-akhirah. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akhirat. Zalkim Zahab would say, what the friends of Allah are enjoying on the tattered sacks, even the kings of the world won't enjoy in the thrones also. The heads are paining, because they've got to balance the crown. Must have fall off the head. And so much of now, formalities, so much of formalities. But the friends of Allah, they enjoying themselves in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, say, what did I get now carrying the wedding of my sheikh and following him everywhere? This has Hakim Sahib would explain that a person goes to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where will I find my Allah? Which majlis, which program, which 3 days, which 40 days? I don't know where it is. But I haven't given myself the chance. I haven't given Allah, say, go and look for me. And here our Hazrat says also, that is human instinct. Is human instinct. It should be human instinct. That if somebody is kind to me, but I don't know who that person is, I go look for who is that person. Hazrat gives the example that a person comes out from the house and he finds a beautiful basket of fruits, pomegranate, cherries from Cape Town, and strawberries from here, and all. The best of the fruits is, subhanAllah, who left this over here? Takes it in the house, he enjoys it. 2-3 days later, he comes out from the house, another basket over there. Ya Allah, who's this now? Who's doing this? Second day, third day, he says, you know what? I've got to catch that person, man. They may be enjoying these fruits, but who's this person? Human instinct. He'll wake up early. He'll wake up earlier. And even more early, I'm going to catch this person, who it is now. Finally, he'll leave his house and he'll go stake out now. Maybe we'll go sit in the car, we'll catch the person, who he is. How to thank him? How are we enjoying this? Children asking also, Abba, who's that person? Who's living this every day? He says, how come it hasn't come in the heart? My Allah has given me so much, I can't leave my house to go look for Allah. I still want to sit at home and Allah must come. He said, it won't happen like that. We have to go look for Allah. Where will find Allah? But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah, bada ahlullah. We'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Yahya Zakim sahab would say, rahmatullah alayh, that a person goes over and over and over again, only is now the murid becomes mad over the sheikh. That I love this person. Why? I love him for the sake of Allah. Not because of himself. I love him for the sake of Allah. When I see him, I feel the muhabbat of Allah. He says, now the murid goes. Murid means a person who has irada, has an intention, he's got some azam, some resolution. He's resolute in finding Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's a murid. He goes looking and looking and looking. Sheikh has a program here, has a program there. He's there, and he's there, and he's there. He's mad. He's looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib says, the time will come where the Sheikh will see the murid. Everywhere I go, he's there. Everywhere I go, he's there. Ya Allah, now the Sheikh becomes mad over the murid. Ya Allah, give him what he wants now. Give him what he wants. So much of muhabbat, so much of love, that he's everywhere. Anyway, there's a program, he's going there. He's trying to make a plan. If I can't make it, I'll send a message. Please make dua for me. I want to be there, but I can't make it. Ya Allah, give him the full benefit of it. Ya Allah, you give him now what he wants in his heart. He said, then Allah will open. What do you say? We tell the mashayikh, make tawajjuh. Make tawajjuh. They give me some attention. But to get the attention, now the person has to be there at attention also. He has to be there. So the sheikh will see him. Allah, but remember, the sheikh can't give him anything. Allah's system is like that. Allah sees he's going, he's got talab and desire. He's got talab and desire. Allah will give it to him. In dunya, Allah Ta'ala gives it. Person now, he runs his dunya according to sharia usuls. Allah Ta'ala gives him. Like ulama explained also, we find that the Jews now in their companies, all how a Muslim businessman supposed to run his company, they drink it like that. Bring the returns with a smile, we'll take it. No problem. Sometimes no receipt also, we'll go. Computer room, check it out. You bought it this date. Full return. That's supposed to be our concept as Muslims. How they service delivery, etc. How they do it. So they're running their businesses according to Islamic usuls and principles. Because it's done in the correct way, Allah is giving them barakat too. Allah is blessing them because they're doing it the right way. The Muslim now, they're doing it the right way. He's cutting corners. How they pay the staff, how they look after them. We're not doing it like that. So we're not enjoying the barakat. So a person does it the right way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open his heart. So here, Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, this we're talking about the men, my dear brothers. What about the masturat at home? The whole life is coming out. And we haven't showed them the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All their life is fooling it now, whatever desires they want. They want this, buy it, buy it, buy it. Online, offline, delivered, whole days take a lot and whatever it is now, taking so much to. Holy, the bell is ringing from where to where. We're giving them the best of dunya, the best of dunya, giving it to them. What about akhirat? To show them now the muhabbat of Allah, halqa of ta'alim in the house, take them out in the path of Allah, send them for the programs. Send them for the programs. They have to make some effort also. They're taking the car, they're going everywhere else. The whole effort of da'wah and tabligh, the ladies' program is that because the ladies are out, get them in for the sake of deen. Bring them back into the house for the sake of deen. They find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your home. So they also have to make that effort now to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One karguzari we heard also sometime, one young girl, very modern, working in a company, secretary she was, Muslim girl. And externally Allah Ta'ala has given her beauty also, open hair, no parda whatsoever. And a certain Jamaat Sati would frequent now that offers to meet the boss every time. So he had to pass as a young girl, senior Sati. And now and then he would tell also, Allah Ta'ala has given you beauty, why don't you cover yourself? But she grew up modern. So one day he gave her a copy of Fazail al-Amal. Say, keep this on your desk, when you get a chance you must read it. Haji Naqwada Asab Rahimullah would say, that this kitab Fazail al-Amal has produced millions of awliya. Millions, have made millions of sinners into the friends of Allah. Just reading this kitab. He gave it to her, and this girl, she gives her own karguzari. I began to read, Ya Allah, who are the sahabiyat? Who are the sahaba ikram? What they were? She began to read, and read, and read, and slowly the scarf came on, then the abaya came on, and then the parda came on, and then she left work. I became an apa after that, teaching children. From where to where? Just on one kitab. Allah Ta'ala opened the avenue for her. So how much we have to do it in our own homes, for our own wives, for our own children, to introduce them to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reward of this service to his sheikh, he says, the Mawlana, Mulvi Jalaluddin could never have become a Mawla Rum. His name was Mawla Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatul Ali. Says that Mulvi Jalaluddin could never have become Mawla Rum unless he became the slave of Shamsuddin Tabriz. Became his slave, Allah Ta'ala made me Allama Rumi after that. Otherwise it was Mawla Jalaluddin. Nobody even knows that name of his. They know Allama Rumi. He said, I was Mawla Jalaluddin, but once I became the slave of Allama Shamsuddin Tabriz, then Allah Ta'ala made me Allama Rumi of the world. People came to know me. Serving the Ahlullah is in reality serving Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A narration in Mishkat Sharif states, one who considers someone as a wali of Allah, due to his connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, loves and honors that person, he is in reality serving and honoring Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is because the connection factor is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. مَا أَحَبُّ عَبْدٌ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ إِلَّا أَكْرَمَ رَبَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That a person, he loves his slave because of the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In reality, he's honoring Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because he sees the love of Allah in that person. I love him for the sake of Allah. I love him. This is sunnah also. When we love someone, we tell him, I love you. وَحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. I love you for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is sunnah also. So he loves that person because he has a connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. While one who disrespects the friend of Allah has been uncouth and rude to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The promise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is recompense according to action. جَزَاءَ وِفَاقَ. One who disrespects the friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will experience disgrace in this world. One who respects and serves them will be saved and respected in this world. The Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi says, Mawlana Qasim Nanuti rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the founder of Darul Ulum Deoband. So Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanuti rahmatullahi alayhi, and Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, these two were class friends. They were together studying in Delhi. And now and then, Haji Imdadullah Mahajid Makki rahmatullahi alayhi used to come to the Darul Ulum. But the Gangohi says, I wasn't interested in any sheikh who taking bayat. I had my kitabs. I was enjoying the kitabs, my ustaz, etc. So he says that now, وَنَا قَاسِمْ نَنُوتِي رَحْمَةُ الْعَلِي and he said, Gangohi رَحْمَةُ الْعَلِي, and I did not enjoy such respect and honor amongst the nation before our contact with Hazrat Haji Sahib رَحْمَةُ الْعَلِي as you did thereafter. Before we took bayat, nobody knew us. After we took bayat to Haji Imdadullah, Mahaji Makki رَحْمَةُ الْعَلِي, then the world came to know who's Gangohi and who's Nanuti. So he is Barakat. And somebody asked him also, that how come you two are alamas? Great ulama, founders of Darul Ulum Deoband, Gangohi Sharif, mashallah, the zikr and the khanqa. What a faqih as the Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi was. What a jurist, what an alim. Then how come both of you are to bayat now to a non-alim? Hadim Dadullah. Hazrat explains over here also, over Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib. He says, who you feel is Allah wala, and is on the sunnah, you must take bet to him. You feel in your heart. What happens, as it says also, many a youngster takes bayat now to a very senior alim, senior sheikh. But there's no connection, I can't talk to him. But my hazrat is very high. He's very high. He's so high that you can't talk to him also now. He says, you'll never benefit. You will never benefit. There has to be an open communication to benefit. There has to be communication to benefit. Then the person will now reach the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So who you feel in your heart that this is a friend of Allah? Nobody might know him also, but he's got ijazat, he has a sheikh also, he's on the sunnah, he's on sharia. In your heart you feel, this is a friend of Allah. I love him for the sake of Allah. As a person now you make connection with him. And you, Allah will make you progress. As I say now, as I say, the person takes bayat to somebody very senior, because everybody is going there. But I got no nisbat, no connection, the blood type doesn't gel, doesn't mix. So a person will never benefit thereafter. So they ask these two mashayikh, how come you have to bayat now to Hazrat Gangohi, to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki Rahm, he was an alim also. So they replied and they said that in the kitabs we read, so to say, we read in the kitabs about the different types of mithais, the barfi, and the jalebi, and the gulab jambu, and everything else, we read it over there. We read about it, we knew about all these items, all these mithais. But we tasted it by Haji Sat. We tasted it by him. We read about it, but he had the products by him. He gave us to eat. Then we end, subhanAllah. Now we finally tasted it. We read it in the Hadith Sharif, but we didn't understand it. When we sat by him, then this istilzadul ibadah, taking enjoyment in ibadat, we got it from him. When he gave us that mitai in our mouth and he fed us, Now we understood it. This is salah, this is Quran, this is dhikr, this is da'wah, this is teaching. Then it became different after that. So he had the products by him and he read about it. But he fed us his products and his mitai. What Allah granted us was due to the sadqah of service to Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. These are mashaykh are saying now. That this what Allah Ta'ala gave us, granted us, was through the service and sadqah of Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, due to which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala caused us to shine amongst the nation. That is why we mentioned yesterday also, our Hazrat Wala says also, our women are all pious, they got taqwa in them. All they need is a good company. All they need is a good company, that's all. Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat explains also, good company and the right company. Not like how nowadays you have the bogus peer, bogus Shaykh. That now, intermingling, and he says that now bring the wife also, leave her here, we'll stand outside, I'll make dam on her. What dam is making, his dam is coming out. There's no dam there. That alone I'm sitting with her. He says, this is bogus, not correct this. Say, Hazrat, bring my daughter, bring the wife, gee, leave them here, wait outside. He says, that's not correct, that's not pious company there. It's shaitaniyat there, it's haram there. As Hakim Sahib mentioned one time also, that in Karachi, in the local gazette they had there, that we are two mashayikh and enrolling murids. Anybody also come, bring a checkbook and come, so to say. Enrolling murids and lifetime khilafat. Lifetime khilafat. He says, who is this Shaykh? You see, you cannot take لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُ بَابًا مَنْ لَا بَابَ لَهُ. Don't take that person as your baba, as your Shaykh who doesn't have a Shaykh. Where is he going to take you? Where is he going to take you and drop you and leave you? And many like that, bogus sheikhs and peers. And when you spotted sahab, you say, Rahmatullah Ali, Ashkal, we get bogus murids also. When Magda sahab also says that we find people going from sheikh to sheikh. You say, finally, hey, this is the right sheikh. All the car dealers are here. So I can park over here now, I get a good deal. Go to your car, then go to the next sheikh now. See who's over here now. Contacts are over here. He says, you're not a genuine, it's bogus murids. It's come for ulterior motives. It was a Gangoa Thani Rahman says. People used to come, Hazrat, bi'at karna hai. Bi'at karna, take bi'at to you, Hazrat. Take bi'at. Hazrat, give ta'weez. Acha, you came for ta'weez. You didn't come for bi'at. Somebody brought also hadiah, some sugar for Hazrat, some very nice sugar, Hazrat. Hadiah for you. Hadiah. By the way, is hadiah for what? See, Hazrat got some problems. Acha, you didn't come to give hadiah, you came for a problem. Hadiah alag cheez hai, something else. And Hazrat explains also to us very clearly that the Shaykh now is at a marriage counselor. Because the marital problem is when Shaykh is sorted out for me. Because a financial problem, I need a financial advisor. The Shaykh, mashallah, has got all the murids there, get some advice for him, how to run my business. He says, no. The Shaykh is not for that. He's not your mufti also. The Shaykh also is not your mufti also. The Shaykh is there for islah of the chore inside, to put that right. Your fatawa, masla, masail, you can differ with the Shaykh also. You have your own mufti sahab. No problem. That's fine. But my islah is with my Shaykh. So that's a very, very open and clear ta'alluq I have with my spiritual doctor. This is the islahi ta'alluq. Not because I've got problems in my life. Like how it's in the path of Allah. Person got problem at home now with the wife, say, let's go 40 days. Leave the wife go 40 days. Problem, Allah will sort it out. No, but you're running away from your problem. Sort out the problem. Sort out the problem. Don't run away from the problem. Halat are coming now. Then you sort out the problem. Then you go in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not that you use it as a scapegoat. So everything he has is muqa. This is the chore, the nafs inside. Ensure that the intention for one's connection with the Ahlullah is not honor, name and fame. That it be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. As Hakim Sahib would say also, many a times people will come around the Shaykh, but they got ulterior motives. Then I'll become well known also. I'll become well known and become like the Shaykh. As Hakim Sahib went to Mauritius. So he told the host over there that may desi anda khata hu, I eat now farm eggs. What do you call it? Organic or free range eggs. So he told the host. So the host now had to travel to the other side of Mauritius to get the eggs for Hakim Sahib. And you know how big Mauritius is. But it's not very big, bhai. Smaller than Durban also. Smaller than Durban. So he got the eggs for Hazrat Hakim Sahib. So the Muridin heard, the Murids heard that Hazrat only eats now desi eggs, free range eggs. So the first morning he met Hazrat Hakim Sahib. Next morning he went to make again. Hazrat, all the eggs are finished. So, kya hua bhai? Where's all the eggs gone to? Then as the kimsa called him muridin. He said, that sunnah of the shaykh you fulfill very quickly. But the other sunnahs of tahajjud and zikr and refrain from haram, that sunnah you don't follow. But all the sweet ones you follow. Hazrat, he likes to eat this, I'll eat like my shaykh also. All the sweet ones you'll do. But the other ones, where he doesn't do all these things over here, doesn't indulge in these things over here, that you're supposed to follow. But they clear all the eggs out. That's the kimsa told them, they go by. That these things you don't do now. He said, what Shaykh? Shaykh Kalam? Shaykh ki barkat or kisi aur kalam? The Shaykh's name and eating his barkat after that. After that, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endows according to his choice and wisdom, whether name for him qabuliyat will be best for one. Whether he makes one a manifestation of his name al-batin, the inward, the hidden, hiding one from the eyes of the creation. Or if Allah ta'ala wills, he makes one a manifestation of his name al-zahir, the outward, meaning now the murid, where Allah ta'ala opens him up to the makhluk and takes work from him, whether Allah ta'ala hides him. My need should be Allah want to be hidden. I don't want to be known. And this Allah wa'ala is also, this is what they really want to be. Allah, if I can find one small corner somewhere, hide there and make your ibadat, nobody knows me. That is the desire. That nobody shake my hand, nobody knows me. And quietly I make my zikr, make my fikr and carry on my life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala opens them up for the benefit of the makhluk. But really in their hearts now, heart, if I can duck somewhere, run away somewhere quietly and do my work quietly, nobody knows me, I get more enjoyment in that. One must readily submit to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To choose or stipulate fame on one's own behalf is not correct. Is not correct. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting the dua of a wali of Allah on behalf of a drunkard. This is now we're talking about Jigar Muradabadi. Jigar that came now, it was a Talmi rahmatullah alayh. And he came now, he was a renowned poet in India at that time. No beard, and he would say that the bottle is stuck to my lips. Drunk, he was always intoxicated. The only time he could compose poetry when he was drunk. When he was drunk. His mind used to work straight when he was crooked. So many times we find to our people, some of the builders also, telling him, "Bhai, put the wall straight. If he's sober, the thing can't go straight. But if he's not so sober, then he'll read even the plans upside down. Say, boss, I understand it already. He can do it." The mind becomes like that. The mind becomes like that. You see, the people have smoking also. The smoke doesn't go to the brain, and the brain don't work. Allah Ta'ala gives to people to give it up, inshallah, in His muhabbat and His love. So, Jigar Muradabadi also came to the Talmi rahmatullah. And when he told us the Talmi, Hazrat, I'll come to the Khanqah on one condition, I bring my bottles with me. Because I can't come. Hazrat says the Khanqah is the waqf. You can't stay in the Khanqah with your bottle, I'll keep you at home with me. But come with the bottle. Come with the bottle. But when he said, but the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, his whole heart turned upside down. Gave up the bottle and everything. Doctors told him, you're going to die. You give withdrawal symptoms. He said, I can't live one more day with the bottle now. It's over. It's done with. Can't go back to it. It's finished. Now I got intoxicated now in the love of Allah. That overpowered everything whatsoever. So he says now, that life with which one displeases the creator of life, that existence with which one displeases the creator of existence is worse than death, worse than an animal, worse than that of a miserable dog and swine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us intelligence. Let us therefore make the correct decision. And here Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, he says the first step of islah is fanayat. The first step of islah, of reforming oneself, is to annul, to negate and to forget that I am someone. That's the first step to get the love of Allah. Once you're going to put yourself on a pedestal, Allah is the one on the kursi. I can't put myself also on a pedestal, that I'm also got something. Then you'll get nothing. You got to say I'm nothing. Then Allah will give you something after that. And Hazrat will explain also, that before we came into this world, we were non-existent. We were nothing. Once we leave also, we will be nothing. In between life now, insan becomes so much in his own eyes. But he says, now you must understand you are nothing and you will become nothing. And your existence in this worldly life depends on the will of Allah, the all existent. Your existence, your life right now compared to the existence of Allah is actually nothing. You are nothing compared to his existence. His wajibul wujud. His wajibul wujud. For everything to be in existence depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are nothing and you will be nothing. Little existence you have in between also compared to Allah's existence is nothing. So regard yourself as nothing also. And I am no one. I'm entitled to nothing. To no respect, no muhabbat. If Allah ta'ala gives you Allah shukr to you. Little bit you gave me. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah tabarak. Don't say no complaints. What do you say? I can't complain. How's everything going? Can't complain. But everybody is complaining about me. All the complaints about me. So the first step to get the love of Allah is to be, I'm nothing. I don't enjoy any status. Whatever I have is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masturat also, we mentioned many a times when we come to our ladies. We get the bayan now and then. Students of deen in madrasa also, an alim will come and give the bayan. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Tawazu bayan. Then become humble, become humble, become humble. Don't regard yourself as anything. You can be a great alim also, quoting ahadith. You can be a businessman, contributing here and there. Allah Baqi is taking work. Allah Ta'ala, accept it. Remember, for a person now to be doing deeni work, Allah Ta'ala enables him to do deeni work. So Allah Ta'ala will take work. Doesn't mean Allah will accept. When I said Ahmed Khan Sahib used to cry upon that hadith, that Allah will assist his deen, Allah will support his deen with a sinner also. Allah will use a sinner, but Allah will not accept him. He should cry upon this hadith. Ya Allah, I don't know whether you're using me because I'm a sinner, whether you will accept me. So acceptance, person goes to Umrah upon Umrah, I say, Allah accepted you. Not necessarily. Allah will let you go. Whether they accept it or not, we don't know. Iman is between fear and hope. What point I was making? So when it comes to humility and humbleness, very important. Whatever I'm trying to do, or I am doing, Allah Ta'ala is taking work from me, whatever it may be, we hear the bayans always by tawazu, humility, be humble, come down to earth. Is that about you? But you see the effort right now on the masturat. Nobody gives in the bayan of being humble. Don't have pride. Come down to earth. Keep quiet. Be humble. Don't say anything. Carry on smiling. The bayan is for everyone also. Bayan of humility, humbleness. When to be humble? When to be humble when you're being challenged now? Now keep quiet. Ya Allah, your shan, your qudrat. You see? So them also, is a time when they should be humble. Have humility. Keep quiet now. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mashayikh say, that be humble before the makhluq, before the creation, give up your right. Fourth point of tabligh ikram. Give up your right for the makhluq, give up your honor for the makhluq, and demand your izzat and honor and right from Allah. Give it up to the makhluq and ask it from Allah. Allah will give you the honor. You don't have to fight for it. Allah will give you the honor, Allah will give you the izzat. Now you find the effort where the takabbur comes in, the pride comes in, that make a chew that I am someone, I am something. Whether they understand or they don't realize it, what is happening right now. As I mentioned before, all these apps we have now, this Facebook thing or the Instagram thing, where now everything we do within the homes, people must know. I made this for supper, and I made that for lunch, and I packed it like this, and this is how I, this is the cupcakes I made, and the biscuits I made, and now we're going out for the weekend, how I packed everything. As Allama Rumi says, what they are saying, mujhko dekh. They say, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm someone. Follow me, subscribe to me. This is him. Ingredients for disaster. This is the takabbur and pride. They don't realize it. That we become so much of ourselves, so blinded in our own love, we don't see the love of Allah. Allah is like nobody now. My whole day is just about me. There's nothing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about my children. But my family, and how I got things tweaked and synchronized, and how I'm running my life, how to pack your cupboard, and how to pack your laundry, and how to pack your kitchen and everything. I know how to do it. I. Ask me, I'll tell you. Where's the tawazu? Where's the humility? Where's my kuch nahi? I'm nothing. La shay. Banda na cheez. I don't have anything. But the masturat is almost zero right now. It's all about myself. I know how to do things. I can run the empire, I can run the house. Quick, I get things done. It's all about I. I'll sort it out. I'll do it. Done. Don't worry about it. I'll organize it. I'll arrange it. Now we have events, what events managers and the rest of it too. It's all about myself. He said, Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala gave me the ability, Allah shukr. I'm a khadim of the people, I can help you, I can assist you. So he also should be so careful, not realizing this takabbur and pride is finishing us inside. That now we become such experts of how to rule. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the final decision. Allah has only given us management skills. Manage your life. You're not the boss. Final say is Allah's. But right now, we find in the masturat, in a woman also, if things don't work out like that, they actually begin to believe, now with the boss, how come it didn't work out like that? They get stressed. So much of tension, so much of stress. Why you get stress and tension is because you think you're the boss, things didn't work out according to how I wanted it. I'm stressed out. Whereas in Sharia we are taught rida bil qada. What Allah's qada is, what Allah's decision is, I'm happy with it. But so much of displeasure, to such an extent now, that the antidepressants, this didn't work out, and the in-laws were like this, and this happened like that, didn't work out according to mine, and Allah forgive. Such therapy they're going for right now, haram therapy. That we heard some time ago, they go on some therapy of the journey, etc. Where they go into subconscious mind of that woman, why are you so unhappy? Something happened now when you were a little child. Not even a little child, before you were born. Before you were born in the womb of your mother, if you're a little girl, you go in, and they go into the journey of subconscious mind, they just think about it, maybe that time when your mother was 5 months or 9 months pregnant with you, father and mother were speaking and they were saying, she was a mistake. Made a mistake. So actually you were a mistake. And then your mother wasn't nice to you because she didn't want you. What she knew as a baby? So the only way to get over it now is express yourself. Me, time, me, myself and I. You have to express yourself and tell people what you feel about them to get it off your chest. So many of them did it, they're more in depression now. Now even more depression. And nobody got time for me. I thought I feel better, get it off my chest. Where we taught in the Hadith Sharif? Forgive and forget, overlook. Allah will give you izzat. The more you spend in the path of Allah, the more Allah will give you. The more you forgive, the more honor Allah will give you. They say, no, don't forgive. Tell that person, you hurt me, and tell them how you feel. They never felt better. It just got worse after that. There's so much of myself right now that they're looking for avenues to get this off their hearts and their chest. We have complete Shariat. Turn to Allah, become the beloved of Allah. Forgive for the sake of Allah, because it's a makhluk of Allah. How many people I must have hurt already to myself? That I don't ask. But I was hurt. I was mazloom. I. And nobody's happy. When you forget that I, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I live for you, die for you, get the love of Allah, forgive everyone, and see a person will find the love of Allah, then he'll find himself. When عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. Sufi say, the person will recognize he has his inner carnal desire and nafs that is finishing me. That nafs is finishing me. Once he recognizes that inner self, now he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us Sufi to understand, inshaAllah. Dua. Short zikr, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين